गुरु जी के यहाँ पाठ में सबसे अच्छी चीज और क्या चीज समझा है? महाराज जी ने क्या कहा? अपनी गुरु महाराज जी वर्णन कर उनके पास Thank you.
serving lotus feet of Lord and offering so much worship in my heart, Arsana Mandaram, offering prayer, Darshan, extra services and extra friendship of Bhagavan and offering oneself from the heart. This is the highest type of bhakti and this is the highest professional duty for humanity, the duty of humanity. And then also it shows Madhina Krishna Parasa Padrova Nibhuti Parkesa Jirma Pratanam Adansa Gobhi Jitatam Kamikam Punam Punam Charvita Charvananam. George Madhina Krishna Parasa Padrova. All those are completely under control their mental senses, their slave of their senses. Oh, the Krishna Katha, the Nectarian glories, Nectarian names, and Hari Katha is never endless in their ears. Madhina Krishna, Parasa Chatrava, oh, their mind and heart is never attracted to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. It is by their own endeavor they never do. Even they get association, even others say, direction, oh, like the demonic person, even they have association, even they devotee treatment, oh, this is the goal of life, to start from one, chanting the name of God is the only happiness in the life, oh, this never enters into the ear. Their mind and heart never become attracted by their own endeavor, not by others. Adamsa Gobi, Vishatam Samit, because they are under control of their mental senses. Their mind is completely attracted to the sense object. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Arjuna is telling, Chantari Mana Krishna Samadhi Bhagavad Gram, Satyam Nidram Madhi Bhayavidam Pradhukaram. The mind is completely restless. It's very difficult to control the mind like this. We cannot control. How to control? Listen to the Mahabhav or the Dhrani Sahasaram. Abhyas Salesh Kamsay Vaira Jene Sushriyate. By practicing, detaching oneself from the sense object and practicing devotional service, by continuously getting higher steps, also gradually on the devotional steps, and then association of devotees. Otherwise, one will never be attracted towards this bhakti. So this is the teaching Prabhupada gives completely under control of their senses, under control of demonic propensity, so they don't know the goal of their life. What is the goal of life? Swastha Gati. What is the real benefit of their life? They don't know. They don't understand. The Vishnu, to serve Bhagavan, service of Bhagavan is the only goal of life. Nothing is Swastha Gati Vishnu. The last year, the Bhagavan Samadhi. They always engaged in Bhairatna, in external affairs, in so many other things which is not important in their life, only eating, sleeping, making, defending, and having money and all other things they engaged. Andha Dhanandi Upaniya Mana, Tenth Tantra Murudamdi Vajra. Oh, if we are blind, we are completely blinded by the ignorance, we have no vision to see. If we make our inner blind, oh, we all fall into a dark well. At least we should know that our leader, we should accept the bona fide spiritual master. Sattva Guru Prabhupada Jigyasu Srayautama Sattva Paresha Nishnatam Brahmani Upasthamastra. Or we should approach the bona fide spiritual master, who is Guru, who means darkness, who can bring us from darkness, well of darkness to light, who can show the path of light, give us the transcendental knowledge, and he is the real Guru. We should approach such a bona fide Guru in our life. Tasmat Guru Prabhupada began to say Uttamam. We should inquire from that Guru, what is the prayer, what is the ultimate benefit? We should not inquire from material enjoyment, subject of material sense enjoyment, other temporary things. We should inquire what is the real benefit. Prayer, what is your benefit in life? Uttamam, Uttamam, how you can come out from the darkness? How can we serve Bhagavan in life? How can we really happiness in life? We should inquire from the Guru. And that Guru should be completely established in this stage of self-realization. Completely self-realized, not Brahmani, Pasamasam, and that Guru should be completely free from all any such material entanglement. So Prahlad Maharaj, so many transcendental things, I don't remember anything, what I remember, I can remember.
प्रहलाद महाराज जी ने आज मुझे तो यही सीखा श्रवण कीर्तन विष्णु स्मरण विष्णु की बात सुनते ही वो क्रोध से लाल हो गया अपनी गोदी से उठाकर तुमने किया कहां तक सीखा तुमने कौन सीख रहा है षंडामर तुम लोगों ने सीख रहा है षंडामर थर थर कांपते हुए आए बोले कि हमने तो नहीं ऐसा कभी सीखा है कहां से सीख किया पता तुमने कहां से सीखा जाओ क्यों
Just like when you look in the mirror,
You feel satisfaction. You feel satisfaction. Or the mirror feels satisfaction. By looking in the mirror, you feel satisfaction. They're like jelly bottle, and automatically you'll feel ecstasy. So people ask, why would you serve Krishna? Is Krishna very selfish? What service can you do for someone who always possesses everything with Atmaranam and up to come? They were actually chosen by one and is for our own good fortune, for our own good benefit. Therefore, persons who cannot understand the service of Krishna for their own benefit, by Atmaranam, they only accept external things as very important. The Brahma indicates here, now the Vinu Pa'akita communicates seriously up here by Atmaranam. Those who cannot understand the service of Krishna in their own self-interest, Bahira Atmanina, they always take the external meaning of the scriptures. They cannot understand the internal meaning, because the scriptures are themselves, the Vatam, the speech of the Supreme Lord. Without devotion to the Supreme Lord, how you can understand the scriptures, you only get some external meaning. There's one very good example I heard. One time Sri Ramanuja Acharya, he was with his Sanskrit guru, Siddhartha Prajna. That time another disciple asked, oh Gurudev, this sutra, can you explain? Then Siddhartha Prajna explained, oh, that is very easy. Kalpyasam. The Supreme Lord, he has eyes which are red like the backside of a monkey, a copy. So when Sri Ramanujacharya heard that explanation, he began weeping, and the tears fell on the back of Yadav Prakash. He said, Gurudev, you are such a great soul. How you can explain the eyes of Sri Krishna are red like the backside of a monkey? Then he said, this is the explanation given by Sandracharya. Can you give a better explanation? So Sri Ramanujacharya explained, Kapi, that which drinks the water. What is that? The sun. So by the rays of the sun, what happens? The lotus opens. There the Supreme Lord Krishna has eyes which are reddish like the petals of a lotus. But because people have not, they have not devoted to the Lord, they cannot understand the real meaning of the scriptures. They go, Naitam Manishtar, Arupanami, Preachas Hatham of Inandiyarataha, Minyasam Yathara, Yogi Sekhar, Meskishan Asyadhyam, Vrindityaha. Oh my dear Father, you cannot understand anything. You cannot understand the service of Sri Vishnu in the altar of your own life. Why? Because you have not covered your head with a foot out of pure devotee who is free from all contamination. Therefore, people's minds cannot be inclined towards thinking of Krishna until they take shelter of the feet out of the Mahabharata or the spiritual master. You have not done any of these things. Neither have Sandhya Maharaj and my teachers. Therefore, how do you understand what is what? Then the Rani Kapishu became very angry. Oh, you think I don't know anything? You think only you know everything? I've also done so many austerities. I've been taught Brahma. I know so many Vedic chapters. Rani Kapishu was not an ordinary person. All did everything was under his control. But because he was not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, he could not understand anything. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj explained, the only way to get knowledge of the Supreme Lord is to surrender to his own agent in the form of Gurudev. Dharani Kapu became completely berserk. He threw his son off his lap and he ordered the demons. Sometimes, a disease enters in the hands. You have to take off the hand to save the body. In the same way, this rascal boy, he has appeared like a thorn tree in a forest of sandalwood. In other words, the demons are like a forest of sandalwood. In order to cut down the sandalwood tree, you need an axe. What is the axe? The axe is Vishnu. And the handle of the axe is the thorn tree, which is very hard. That is Prahlad. Therefore, he ordered his demons to kill him. Therefore, the order of Dhanikashipu, the demons came, they threw him in fire, and they threw him under the feet of elephants. Dhyeso Mandira Krishna Parthosa Sambhav Vijayavati Bhagavati Vyaha Kharu Adanta Govir Vinasam Nisham Punam Punas Kavita Kavinam. Because, Father, your senses are not controlled. Therefore, someone whose senses are not controlled, their mind, their inclination towards devotional service cannot be awakened by their own efforts, by the efforts of others, or by a combination of both. Sometimes we see that people who are not determined to follow devotional service, give the instructions of Gurudev, cannot help them, because they are determined not to follow. Gurudev says, even if your Gurudev is deeply wonderful, but you don't listen to what he says, what can deeply wonderful do for you? Therefore, Father, you are just like us, Puna Puna Stavita Chalanaman. You are repeating the truth, that is what which has already been chewed. Just like when someone chews chewing gum and all the juice is taken out, then they spit it out. Then someone else comes and picks it up and begins chewing it. You can imagine how much nectar is left. Therefore, material life is just like us. We see people, our mother and father, they become very old. They become so much infirm, so much disease. At the end of their lives, they have so much suffering raising their children. Please, I know for my parents. And what do they say? Oh, my dear son, please marry. Even though they have so much suffering, they give that, try to give that suffering to their own children. They were good at giving a funny example, like a dog. Especially in India, you see dogs a little bit malnutrition, how do you say, not eating very nicely. There was one dog, and he fell off, found an old bone. That bone had no nectar in it, it was completely dry. But that dog was chewing it, and that bone was making his gums bleed, and the dog was drinking his own blood, and the dog was eating very juicy bones. Then the other 50 dogs in the neighborhood, they saw that dog with a bone, he had no bone, therefore they began chasing him. And as they were chasing him, they were pounding him, the dog was crying, as he was running. And the other 50 dogs, they were also chasing behind him. Then finally the dog, what did he do? He spat the bone and spoke. Then the next dog, the hare was wondering, he took the bone and he took the bone. Then the 49 dogs began chasing behind him. Even though we see our forefathers, my parents, my grandparents, their parents, they have completely tasted material life, but they have not received any happiness at all. And finally, the end of their life, they sit, meaning they leave their body, and they give the same instructions to their children which they have done. They have not been happy accumulating wealth, women, children, and house and home. How will the children be happy if they also follow that thing? Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj gave some very strong instructions. Therefore, the most important thing, unless we take shelter of pure devotion, how pure devotion will ever come in our mind. The bhakti from Jatiya Bhakti, in the Bhagavad it says, bhakti only comes from bhakti. Therefore, where do we find bhakti in this world? Bhakti has come to this world purely specific exception. Krishna explains, O Arjuna, this science of devotional service, this feeling of love towards Krishna, come through this specific exception, or this proper path, the path of hearing from the pure Vaishnava. These are essential things. I will just read the book and I will see perfection. By reading books you will get knowledge, but feeling for Krishna, love for Krishna, you will not get by reading books. Feeling the love for Krishna, a feeling I will dedicate everything to Krishna, that comes by association with someone who is engaged in Krishna service. So, unless we take shelter completely at the feet of the spiritual master, then bhakti in our minds cannot be directed towards Krishna. Therefore we have come on by ground. So we should think, have we completely given our minds and to the feet of the spiritual master? If our heart is filled with the feet of Gurudev, then how material desires can ever enter into our heart? Because someone has given their life and soul to Gurudev. Gurudev has ever known himself, served a Gurudev even for 1 second, how that person can fall down. Therefore, if our hearts have a place for Gurudev, then automatically our hearts will have a place in everything Gurudev has. The Gurudev will give everything in our hearts for those persons who have the place at the feet of Gurudev. Sri Guru Charanarati, Aitai Namaba, Aitai Namakati. Those persons who have rati or affection for Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, then that person reaches Uttam Gati, or the servant of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Father, you are not trying to join into Guru. You are not, because even so many of us are public exemplaries, including them. We take Krishna from Gurudev, we hang around the Sangha for many years, but we have not completely given ourselves to Gurudev. I remember a few years ago there was one devotee, he said, Gurudev, I want to put you on this pure bhakti TV. I want the whole world to know you. And Guru said, don't worry about the whole world, I just want you to know me. Don't worry about yourself, don't worry about saving others. Therefore, when the only Shakti Guru heard all this instruction, he went completely berserk. You are giving the instruction, he threw his son on his lap and ordered the demon, you just finish him. Therefore, they gave Prahlad poison. But Prahlad offered it to the Supreme Lord and became like nectar. And Prahlad took it up, but there was no ill effect. They threw him under the feet of elephants. The women of elephants smelled Prahlad. And the priests from Prahlad's body touched those elephants. They also became good friends of Prahlad. Even the snakes, Prahlad was thrown in the feet of poisonous snakes. But such is the influence of pure light now, even the snakes became gentle on his lap. There were those persons who are opposed to light now. They are in even worse condition than snakes. Because even snakes gave up their envy of Prahlad. So they tried to chop him with swords, boiling in oil, burning in fire, but nothing happened to Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu became depressed. His child has unlimited potency. He will definitely be the cause of my death. There he instructed Sanvanamaka, take him back to school, and you can instruct him on politics, the four types of politics. What is it? Down, 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 and there. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj went back to the school. The teachers tried to instruct him, and Prahlad was an expert teacher. Prahlad says, how do you account for Krishna unless you see him? Krishna is the ultimate thief. Therefore, Vaishnava is even more crooked than Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad sat in school, went in one ear and out the other. Then one day, the teachers went out, and they asked Prahlad, now you're a good boy, Prahlad, a pocket demon. You can teach the boy, you can be the school monitor. So, all the boys began running, playing, playing soccer, everything in the school. Prahlad, come on, let's play. And Prahlad said, no. He said, now, like we are hearing Siddhartha Paribhadra Maharaj say, we should not waste time because we can perform bhajan in this young age. Then the boy said, well, Prahlad, we can do bhajan when our feet fall out. When we're all night and we're sitting with material enjoyment, then we're completely dried up, then we can do a Hari Ram, Hari Krishna. So many people think like that. In old age, they will do bhajan. But even when we're young age, we can do bhajan. How difficult Hari Ram, like going to hell and back. In old age, you cannot even sit properly. So many diseases, mind is very restless. You cannot even chew your prasadam. You don't have any teeth. How do you do bhajan at that time? The general Prahlad Maharaj instructs Jadro, Adras, Sakyo, Jadro, Bhagavataya. Then he gave many instructions which he heard already from the devotees. But Guru Sutu Sra, Bhakta, Sarva, Bhakta, Padayanta, Sadanam, Sadanam, Sangha, Bhaktanam, Ishwara, Aradhanyanta. When he condensed that, Prahlad Maharaj said, oh my boy, if you want to do Bhajan Krishna, you should approach the spiritual master, Sabda-Bhakta-Apalimitra. Sanamana Sivana Gupadayasana. Your body, mind and words, you should offer completely to the feet of Gurudev and the Vaishnava. What? Does Gurudev want our test? Gurudev, give my pin number, I give my credit card. Is it what Guru has come for? Does Prahlad mean this? Sabda-Bhakta-Apalimitra? Gurudev only wants our real estate and our wealth. This is not what Gurudev has come to this world to collect. What do we really own? The really thing that we possess is ourselves. Then we may give everything to Bhagavan, but unless we give ourselves, then Guru and Krishna are not pleased. Like Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj gave, Bhagavan stole the whole universe of Bali Maharaj. He said, oh Gita, you promised me 3 steps, but you only gave me 2. Then Bali Maharaj said, yes. I gave everything to Vishnu, but he's still not satisfied. Why? I never gave myself to Vishnu. Then he said, oh Lord, you can keep your foot on my head. Then Bhagavan Dev was pleased. Therefore the real thing thing we possess is our independence. So also our independence is Gurudev. So Gurudev, I will not act according to my own whimsical mind. From this day on, I will act only according to your instructions. Then the police said, that's over, Prahlad, can you tell us what to do? Then Prahlad said, very easy, Bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And all the demons began to kiss him.
Thank you.
की परिक्रमाएं ऋतु से राधा कुंड समुद्र घर चंपक
Thank you. और युवती में जो वो सर्वश्रेष्ठ क्या है उस प्रेम